Virginia lawmakers advance casino plan despite local opposition. A bill that could allow a casino to be built in Tysons, Virginia is gaining traction in the Senate despite strong opposition from local residents and community leaders. This week, the Senate Finance and Appropriations Committee advanced Senate Bill 982 with a 9-6 vote. If passed, the legislation would allow Fairfax County to hold a voter referendum on permitting casino gaming within its borders. Bill would allow casino in Fairfax County. Introduced by Senate Majority Leader Scott Surville, the bill seeks to add Fairfax County to the list of Virginia localities permitted to host a casino. The proposed site is just outside the I-495 Beltway, near a Metro Silver Line station and within 2 miles of a shopping center. Supporters argue that the casino would bring substantial economic benefits, generating millions in tax revenue and creating thousands of jobs. Surville pointed to a 2019 Joint Legislative Audit and Review Commission, JLARC, study, which estimated that a Northern Virginia casino could contribute approximately $155 million annually in gaming tax revenue. He also noted that many Virginians currently gamble at Maryland's MGM National Harbor, and a Tysons-based casino would help keep that money within the state. Residents and local officials express strong opposition. Despite potential financial benefits, there is strong opposition among community groups and elected officials. Organizations such as the No Casino Coalition and the Tysons Stakeholders Alliance have raised concerns about the proposal. A recent survey by the Alliance found that 64% of likely voters oppose the project, with opposition rising to 79% among Tysons residents. Paula Martino, leader of the Tysons Stakeholders Alliance, pointed to the lack of local support for the casino and said that no community in Greater Tysons had requested it. She warned that elected officials backing the bill could face political consequences in upcoming elections. Fairfax County Board of Supervisors Chairman Jeff McKay also questioned the necessity of a casino, arguing that it would not be a viable solution to the area's economic challenges. He pointed out that while some office spaces in Tysons remain vacant, prime locations near metro stations continue to perform well. McKay suggested that reforming Virginia's education funding system would be a more effective way to address the county's school budget concerns. Mixed support from lawmakers. The bill has received significant support from lobbyists, particularly Comstock Hospitality Holdings, a subsidiary of Comstock Holding Companies. The firm has donated over $600,000 to various political campaigns in the past 2 years. Furthermore, legislators, including Surville and Senator L. Louise Lucas, have received substantial contributions from casino backers. However, some lawmakers remain firmly against the proposal. Senators Jennifer Boisco, Adam Eben, and Barbara Favola oppose the bill, arguing that Fairfax County officials never requested a casino. Boisco highlighted that, unlike other Virginia cities that actively pursued casino licenses, Fairfax County leaders have not sought such an opportunity. The full Senate is set to vote on the bill on January 31st. If it passes, the House of Delegates will review it before it reaches Governor Glenn Youngkin. Even with legislative approval, Fairfax County voters would have the final say through a referendum.